Had a sick house over the weekend. Oh my goodness.
I really enjoyed your Instagram story.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was it planned that, Katie, that you would interject? Because that was perfect.
Oh, thank you. You know, it like kind of, it kind of happens naturally, but then oftentimes I'm like, let's do one more take because you can do it better. And then she nailed it. But
that was good.
Thank you. Thank you. Well done. Yep. It's shocking. It's our first experience. Any parent knows it all too well of like everyone in the house is struggling. It's unreal.
Except she has been fine.
She's been a good girl. She had some sniffles. We had to do some snot sucking, but
she's
doing pretty good. Uh-huh. It's like when the parents are struggling. It's an insane human experience to be sick. And what do you think when you're sick? You need to
sit on the toilet.
That could be it. You need to do a lot of things that involve sitting or laying there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Sleeping. I mean, I haven't had a full night's rest in a week. And it's the week I most need a full night's rest.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, we all know this. He's not quiet about it.
You know what?
This isn't the first you've heard of this, you're saying?
I've kept it to myself.
Yeah, you've kept it to yourself. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I do. I have to watch. And then Katie just keeps going. Before children, I don't think I was the classic man cold guy. Would you agree? Before children.
Yes, I like you didn't get sick that much.
This past week, I've been pretty embarrassed. Pretty wimpy. I have.
There was one morning because I also was not feeling good. And there was one morning where he was being so annoyingly like mopey. I was like, go take a sleeping pill and go to sleep. I'd rather you be sleeping than for you to be out here with us.
She was bossing me out. Go at 8 a.m. She said, take a sleeping pill and go sleep for 5 hours. I don't think that'll work out.
I was like, go do it. Because it would have been nicer for him to be sleeping than to be out there, like, not helping with the kids, but just, like, moping. Like another child. I can't do that.
I would love to be bossed around to go take a nap. That sounds awesome.
I know, right?
And he didn't do it. It was psycho.
Well, I was just like, I don't know if she really means this. Or
kind of read between lines. Like, I don't know how she's feeling. She's got a wellness hat on. Is she even sick?
This is what I'm hoping for here.
Yeah, that's your Benadryl.
Yeah, we all have hats on today. Are we all struggling a little bit?
Probably.
No hat for Derek. Also, no camera for Derek, so it doesn't matter. It's like he's not even in the room.
We are back. Another episode. Last episode of the year. Taking it off for the holidays. So thanks for all the love in 2024. Did you see our Spotify Wrapped? I never looked.
I don't know how people see the podcast recite it.
Every other year I check and sometimes I go through it. And then like this year, I was like, that's going to take me probably 20 minutes to figure out. So we still appreciate you guys.
Dude, speaking of 20 minutes to figure out, even just as a listener of music and of podcast, trying to view my own Spotify Wrapped. I did not enjoy the 14-second buildup to the data.
No.
Just give me the stats. I don't like the storytelling, the graphics.
No. And again, I don't need it. Every parent knows. It's like, mine mean nothing. There's like Baby Shark on there. And, and then like her secret weapon that cures Eva every time is like this water faucet song.
Okay. Or, like,
not song, just like
sound effect on Spotify.
So that'd probably be in the top 10. Song.
The water faucet. We have a great episode. All we want for Christmas is 5 stars, and for you to share this with a friend and join Patreon.
Patreon.
That's all I want,
mainly
those 3 things. Patreon, not in that order though.
Yeah, in reverse order.
Mainly. Patreon.com/trickinity. Love you guys. Let's get a good episode. Last one of the year. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Can I just talk to you for 10 seconds about 10, Friday
9,
pickleball? 8, I mean, this is, you know what? Thank you for counting. A lot of people wouldn't have counted in that 5, scenario, and they just 4, would have assumed no problem. I count.
3.
Anyway, 3. 2, FridayPickle.com.
Ear infection update. I'm going back to the doctor after this. What do I... You've never had one?
No, strong.
Derek, you haven't had one since you were 5.
Correct, yeah.
Why do I have one? Do adults even get them? You've never had one.
Are you going to need tubes? Like as an adult?
That would be funny.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Is that possible? It feels like it'd be really
I have a brother-in-law who's an adult who has tubes in his ear now.
No, oh, really?
Yeah. Got him as an adult?
Yes, yeah.
Are they literal tubes?
Yeah.
Like PVC pipe?
They always say tubes, and I've never known what that means.
My oldest just fell out in there.
Oh.
Yours fell out?
My oldest child's fell
out. Oh, they're supposed to.
Oh, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're little.
I'm learning so much.
They're little tubes that help your ear drain the fluid.
The first time it drains is disgusting.
I thought only women had the tubes.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot. I didn't. the fallopian temporary,
ear tube. It's like a spool.
Fluid. Ours were also green.
Oh, green. Wow.
They make them fun colors. Can you pick your color?
It's like braces. Yeah.
What do you want?
What color are you going to pick, Trey?
For your adult tubes.
Orange, yeah. Orange go power, go Pokes.
Wow.
For my adult tubes. Fix my fallopians, man. I'm struggling. Yeah, I don't know.
The ear is kind of gross.
Yes.
In general. Like, it's even that diagram. I didn't like looking at it.
Yeah. Waking up with fluid in the ear is not where you want fluid. Strange feeling.
I had a friend who's an audiologist, and I think when she was like, one time she like brought home her like some of her gear, and she was like, hey, if you guys want, I'll do like a free like ear cleaning. And a couple people were like doing it, and they're like, you won't believe like the gunk and like the colors that come out of your ear. And she was offering it for free, and I still wouldn't do it. I was like, I would rather there be gunk. Yeah, I don't even want to see what's in my ear. No, thank you.
Ugh. Well, whatever. We're going. We're doing it. What do you have? You sound like you have something.
Wellness.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do we have?
I don't know what we have, but some kind of cold or something. I don't know.
It's awesome that we're all hanging out so close to each other.
Yeah.
Let's get Thomas in here.
Let's get him in here.
I think...
Thomas, I don't know. I was negative for all the things.
Yeah, Trey did go to the doctor, so...
For the year.
Oh, like you tested negative.
Yeah.
Like, I've been negative for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Been a terrible experience.
I've been pessimistic. It's not working.
It's crazy now because now we have to fly around for the holidays and for my shows this weekend. Madison, Wisconsin shows this weekend. If by the time you listen to this, maybe sold out. So go get them. I have to get on planes. Now I'm like scared to fly on planes and my head will burst.
I don't think you can have tubes and fly on an airplane. Doesn't it seem like it just wouldn't work?
It was just... You ever had your water bottle on the plane? You look down, it's like scrunched up.
Yep.
That's what it would do, I think.
It would
pop out.
You have to drive to Madison.
From Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The tube in your ears. When do you guys go to Texas?
Wednesday.
And what for?
My brother's college graduation.
Oh, it's actually not Christmas?
Nope. No.
Well, we're going for the graduation. That's why we're going so early, is for the graduation. And then
We talked about this like months ago, like the planning of this.
And then I'm staying, and then he's going to fly out to go to the shows, and I'll stay there, and we'll stay there through Christmas.
Dude, good timing on your part. Whoa. Stay there till Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't remember that being part of the plan.
Well, yeah, that's the plan, because the graduation's 2 weeks before Christmas. So we're like, what, we're going to go down their back?
Yeah.
Without kids, you would do that.
And then,
but with two kids, flying back and forth like that, it makes way more sense.
Well, so we've already committed, but last week I was like, Kate, I think they would understand if you're like, I have a newborn, we're not going to make my fourth brother. This is like the seventh graduation. Some of your brothers have had two. Some have had zero.
Just because he's last doesn't mean that.
Which is out to one apiece.
in fairness. And we got to go to another. Maybe they could say, hey, we have a newborn. We'll see you in 4 days for Christmas.
That's good.
But we've already committed. We've done it. I've already strategically placed my club weekend. So I can leave and come back.
Yeah. So my options are to go down there and go to graduation with my parents and have them at least there to help me. Or stay at home alone while Trey's gone.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, I'm supportive of either.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be up in Madison, like, staging, like, hey, all right, thank you, that's my time, Madison. If you guys could you all chant encore? I'm going to try to tell my wife that I have to stay for a Monday show.
Yeah.
Katie, I'm trying to board the flight. Listen to them.
The club's never seen anything like this.
One more show!
The people that already saw the show, they're going to buy another ticket. They're going to see it again.
Yeah.
Katie... farted this morning.
I did.
Is Rachel a farter?
I've never heard it.
I don't think I did.
Never heard
Isn't
it.
That amazing?
Okay, yeah.
What about your what? Because some of these women out here are farting, and some, like Katie in a past life, your wife, it's like impossible for their body to do it. Or she'd be like, I do it, but just no one knows. It's like...
Like not even trying to be funny.
The government.
I've been so aware of like my own gas since getting married. It was not something I ever thought about or ever, but
because
now
she doesn't. Is that extra pressure on you?
I just feel like I live a life where I'm constantly holding in farts. That's all I do as like a married man.
Right.
And I didn't notice I was farting that much when I was single, but now that I'm always holding them in, I'm like, do I have a problem? Did I always live like this? Am I eating differently than I used to eat 3 years ago? Like what's changed?
I mean, and you probably are eating differently.
Holding it in more, now I feel worse.
100%. I have respect. You can't hold it in. You know what? Yeah. You got to let it out. You do. I like you have that bit on that where every time I let them out, every time there's a reaction.
It's so true.
100% of the time. Like, for the rest of our life, are you going to react? Yes. I can't believe you still react. You
That's
go,
Rachel. Oh, was oh, that like, you? Yeah.
You, who else? Oh my gosh. Check your pants. Check your pants. I've only messed up and done that. It's like 1% of the time.
Yeah.
That's way more than all of the other adults.
Rachel treated me like a dog that threw up indoors the other day. She made me, I mean, didn't like put my head in it, but was like, I think the couch stinks because you farted in it. I was like, that's crazy.
It's so bad.
And she was like,
it's lingering.
Get your nose and put it right here. I was like, that's insane. It's not in the fabric. I'm not going
to
smell.
She's like, do you want me to grab your neck? And then yeah.
She was like drowning.
Do it.
And so she was like, seriously, just if it's not possible, then just smell it. And so I went down there and I smelled it. And it did kind of stink. I can't believe I'm saying all this on the podcast now, but I really didn't know that that was like possible.
Ew. Mm. Y'all are gross.
Says the farter.
I didn't even fart this morning.
What?
Not this morning.
That was last night? I can't even think. I can't remember the thing.
Okay. It is a real thing. I feel like after childbirth, unfortunately, I do think.
It's funny.
And bigger tubes.
Same reaction to like. I'm your husband. You think you get used to this. There's reaction every time.
TMI.
It's like two kids now. You can't control it as much. I don't even care anymore. She'll be sitting there. It's like, and she's like, ah, was that a toot? Oh my God. I don't know how to stop. I was like, I don't rely. I'm your husband. You act like I'm a seventh grader at school.
Yeah, like make she's fun had a you. Job interview. Oh my gosh.
But it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny to have a cute, beautiful little girl too, and she's sitting there, and it's like, you're like, this is, I don't know. You kind of stereotype a beautiful, this cute little girl.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about Eva right now. I don't make this.
Oh yeah, sorry. Oh just my gosh,
go. Beautiful girl.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, that's true. Katie's got to do that.
I had a whole like conversation on the drive home. Last night, you know, Chiefs watch party. I'm 33. I mean, how many friends do I have with kids? For some reason, I've never really had like a good, just like middle of the, like what happens in the middle of the night conversation. I can't believe I haven't even learned on this podcast, but you know, he was telling me, he's like, it's not just the feeding, but then it's the burping. And that takes another 30 minutes. Yep. And then after the burping, then it's like a get them to fall asleep is another 30 minutes.
And then
I had no idea.
And then the wife oftentimes wants to be intimate.
What happened.
And that's part of, you're like,
I just want to sleep.
Please. It's 4 a.m. She's like, well, I see you at this hour. I can't control myself.
Trey
like,
was clearly dreaming
the
through
burping
all of these. Not true.
I'm sure the changes in the burping, it's kind of an aphrodisiac.
She's like, she can soil her diaper. Don't change her. Unchange me. Can I please go to bed? Please.
Sorry for anyone who's listening to this.
Please. Let me. It's good you brought this up. Could I just walk you through my last few days?
Yeah.
It'd be helpful.
So this is me and Gunnar last night talking about it. I was fascinated.
I was wondering. His little boy is a week younger than her. So okay. Right on the same.
Okay.
They have two under two.
Yeah.
Close. They're not really walking. They're not like our level.
They are. Delaney's like
two under
a little
two and
over
a half.
Two.
There's no way his wife farts like Katie does, dude.
I don't know. I'll ask.
We really do it. Yeah, ask. There's no
you
way.
Act 202 like I'm just farts like are way walking different. Around farting all the time. I'm not doing that.
Make her smell the couch.
Because it is. It's fascinating. I've had to walk through this with my like single buddy or my parentless kids because they're like, I just don't really get it. So it's, let's start Friday night. It's, I went to the doctor Wednesday for meds. Okay. So I'm feeling it and I'm still sick Friday. Katie has something going on. She sounds like this and she's doing stuff. Then we notice Friday night. We thought we'd avoid it. Here comes the kids. She's starting to stiffle. She's snorting around. She's struggling. Our toddler is falling apart Friday night. Bedtime. Usually every night it's chaos from 5 to 7:30 on a normal day.
Okay.
You go, they both got to eat. We're doing dinner. He's running around, clean up dinner. Feed him dinner. He won't eat the first three options. We're trying. Bath time. Feed her. I'll do the bath. Bedtime. Get him down 7:30. one kid is down, we'll mess with her. That's how it usually is. Then you add the sickness. We're both tired. I need to go to bed. He won't eat. He has to eat, right? He can't go to, he's sick. We got to do, you're trying to anything and everything. We go down. He gets to bed maybe by 8. 8:15, he's screaming. We go back. He's up from 8:15 to 10:15. You're like trying to get him to calm down. He's so sick. It's so sad. There's still another.
Let me like back up here. Trey wasn't home for this.
Huh?
What? You were at the show.
That is an added element.
I was doing this by myself.
I'm working.
Yeah, you were working. I'm not saying you were off. You were working.
And I, 8:15, 10:15. He's not. And I never said I was there. To be fair, I'm describing what is happening.
It's true.
Omniscient.
Storytelling. 8:15 to 10:15. He's up. She gets him back down. I come home 11. Mm-hmm. Okay, good job, Katie. The baby's just gone down. Wow, we're gonna actually sleep. He screams again at 1. That's like an hour. Okay, back down.
And he's screaming because he's just like sick and uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's not a normal like night.
Just... Yeah,
he usually sleeps in until maybe 7:30, maybe 8. He's up at 6, beside himself. We're up. We had a sick kid. Everyone's sick. All day Saturday, dude, was a day I'll never forget.
He's so dramatic.
Can I just say
it was a day I'll never forget because it was my first experience of this, and I can't even describe how shocked I was at how difficult this day was.
So
and dramatic. We're gonna have worse.
Wait,
it was my first time.
What were you gonna say, Jake?
I just can't believe that after having kids is when you were like, it's time to start some businesses. Because when I hear this, I think,
yeah,
I've got to get Friday Pickleball wrapped up soon. Yeah. Dude, so that I can just be around and just not do anything else. Because that sounds awful.
There is certainly, it's been shocking. Like starting basic, I'm like, oh yeah, I got to kind of figure this out. And it is, I'm doing spots, right? And I canceled one of the spots because Saturday was so tough. And it, you're right. It's been a lot to balance, but.
All right. So Saturday, worst day of your life.
So we had been away for Thanksgiving. I was pretty much sick all of Thanksgiving weekend. And we traveled, went to New York and back for Good Morning America, this and that.
Ear tubes.
So I remember saying like Thursday being like, Katie, I'm so excited to just be in our home, the four of us this weekend and have like a nice rejuvenative weekend.
Yeah.
That was my expectation.
LOL.
Saturday, we're up at 6. I'm still not feeling good. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And this all day was just a battle. He usually takes, you know, in the morning trying to feed him. He won't. He's so upset. We can't even console him. What do we do? We get to lunch. We get to nap time. He usually takes 2.5 hour nap, 40 minutes. He's back up. You're like, how's this kid alive? He's hardly slept. Still dealing with the newborn's still there, by the way, who needs attention constantly.
Yep.
Okay. I was like, hey, I usually like a nice hot shower when I'm sick. Let's try that. We get him in there. This poor boy just lays on me. Like, it looks like he's
so
dead.
Sad.
As I stood in the shower because it was the only way he would stop crying for an hour. I get out of the shower. My back is out now. I've held a 30-pound baby like this. Like, this is the only way he'll stop crying. Now I'm in pain with another. We keep going, keep going. I cancel a spot. We're doing it. We get him down. I leave. Right as I'm on the way to the late night spot, I see the monitor. He's back up. She's dealing with it. She does her thing, gets him down. I'm like, he seemed to be doing better. Sunday, we do a little better. Last night, I'm like, maybe tonight will be the night. We sleep more than 5 hours. And we were up with him from like midnight till 1:30.
Yeah.
And then he woke up at 6. No, you woke up at 6 because you had a doctor's appointment.
Farting.
So that was the best I could describe it quickly. And shout out to the parents. And I got a ton of DMs from families saying, just wait. Derek, have you experienced this? They said, wait till your whole family has a stomach issue.
Okay.
Everyone's puking. Have you ever experienced this?
Not where everyone has, but okay. Last time I was the sole, you know, healthy one. So
that was that almost worse?
Yeah, everyone was disgusting in the house.
Right? And you got to really do it all. You can't even lay there like, Katie. Because I was saying to her, I was like, let's be real. I'm sicker than you.
Yeah, it's competition.
So come on.
What does Thomas have? What is he sick with?
Well, that was the deal. That's what you learned too as a parent. The first few times he was sick, you're like, we got to go to the doctor. And the doctor, you go, when they're under two, they can't take almost any medicine.
Okay.
And so you go and they go, yeah, he's got one of these things. And no matter what he has, we're just going to say, go home and okay. do nothing. But
I mean, unless survive. He needs like an antibiotic or something like that, but he can't take like, there's not like,
what's the only antibiotics they take? Really, like an ear infection would really be it.
Yeah.
There's not like a 2-and-under Benadryl or something?
No.
I mean, yeah, it's better.
I guess it's something gets crazy, but yeah, your typical flu, COVID, whatever, there's nothing. There's like,
wow.
So
no one's working on that? United Healthcare? What are they up to right now? Can they figure that out? Just
pump some meds in these babies. Yeah, get some Mucinex D or something. I don't know what. That's the classic too. You ever go to the doctor, like, well, you don't have strep or flu, so it's just. It's just one of these viruses.
Yeah,
you
it's going know? Around.
Just a mystery virus. I'm like, how do we?
Yeah, it is pretty.
How are we okay with that?
What kind of like, degree what is do you it? Have?
Like, you know, one of those.
Influenza.
Corona. Yeah.
Not to speak down about doctors, but do you feel as you've gotten older and you realize like, oh, I like learn things and stuff and you go to the doctor and what they tell you, it's just like you had to go to school for a decade for this?
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, that ear is infected. Like, I feel like that's like a short course over the weekend, like determine an ear infection. Yeah.
I mean, they don't go to school just to look at ears.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there's not that many things, you know, your run-of-the-mill doctors needs to know about. They need to go ear infection, yes, no, run a COVID test, and then be like, let me refer you to someone who went to school longer.
Katie, do you check for the ear infection? Do you look and be like, yes, there's an ear infection, let's take the kids in?
I don't know.
Because Becca's got to that point where she's her own doctor, and then she's been right 100% of the time. She has an ear scope? Yeah. We bought one.
That's smart. Actually, and that's
Thomas has only ever had one ear infection, so we haven't really.
We've had chronic, so yeah.
Yeah, we haven't really.
Dang, you might have to get out here and study some ears.
Sorry. I mean, it is obviously, yeah, doctors go to school a lot, but I feel like my mom, it's like once you have so many kids and so many illnesses and different things, I mean, she knows a lot about children illnesses, and I feel like call her up and I'm sure she was checking our ears and
it's that. Almost her own med school really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 years of doing that.
You know what's never sat well with me is that for some reason the healthcare industry doctors, it's like, all right, you know how they're like the most educated qualified person you ever talk to? Well, don't listen to the first one, get a second opinion. That first guy, I don't know about him. What other profession do we get a second opinion? I go to Jiffy Lube and he says, your transmission's out. I'm like, why don't we see about that? I'm going to go to the guy down the street. He'll tell me.
Wait, you should definitely do that with mechanics.
Yeah.
I've been told wrong by many mechanics on things.
All right, I'll choose a different example.
Choose a different example. Comedians. You listen to one podcast. Listen to ours. You're not going to go, let's see if there's a better one. Just listen to ours.
That's good. I'm rethinking a few things. I just think the first doctor should be right.
It is.
Well, have you ever heard
it's a stark realization as you get older, and
it's called practicing medicine. Practicing for a reason.
Ooh.
You're never going to be perfect.
Would you talk to my dad? That's what he said every time I came home with the doctor. And I think my dad, or a lot of dads, they like to say, hey, you should get a second opinion, and it's me with the laptop. It's like, well, maybe I should go to another guy who went to school for it.
Practicing medicine, huh? So what about when they educate you as a kid to practice abstinence? Is that so by the time you're married, you get really good at it?
I think that's way the wrong you said.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Katie's gotten an expert.
Unless it's 4 a.m. and the baby's burping.
I'm joking.
Anyways.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Anyway, I tried a new bit over the weekend. Speaking of those spots, I did. It was a good time.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Shout out Josh Wolf for letting me hop on his shows. Cool dude. It was great. He had great crowds.
Cool. Great.
That's nice too. That's what, you know, so many people say you got to just do, you know, do your comedy in front of every sort of crowd ever so you can be a great comedian, which is only going to help you, obviously. But at the same time, it's like I've done comedy in front of some crowds. I was like, I don't even know what's happening out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I learned tonight because I can't get a read on these people. And I don't know. This crowd seemed like people I had a grasp on, and what is usually funny was funny.
Yeah, that's so helpful.
What I thought was funny was funny sometimes when I was trying new stuff, and I thought it was helpful. And it's the best ever when you go up and you try some new stuff that works. And so
I think that's so helpful.
I'm going to try to get to Madison. You know, the headbanging kind of fell flat. Maybe I need to. I didn't deliver it right. I felt really. Maybe we talked about it on Patreon.
It was Patreon.
We'll talk about the nitty gritty of the jokes on Patreon. Could not bore you, except for if you're a super recty. But I got up there, did some jokes about our love life.
I'm not sure. I love that.
Well, when will we even see it, the material?
When will I see the material?
Yeah, it'll be a while.
That's a great question.
When will you see my set next? And we don't even know.
Next
summer.
Probably when you start the tour.
Well, it was a great time. And
good.
Crowds were great. I enjoyed Josh Wolf ran a girl out the room, which I appreciated.
She was obnoxious.
She was front row like this. And so he was just kind of messing with me, like, I'm going to get you and kind of going. And then you tell he's just getting ticked. Like, what's the deal? And as we know, I don't know if I've ever dealt with or pried into someone that tough, but 99 times out of 100, that person loosens up and responds. She just was like,
just having a bad day.
Just getting worse and worse. And then finally, she walked.
Oh, she just left.
Yeah. And the guy, she was with this guy, and he just stayed the whole time, having the time of his life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great.
I feel like
that's odd.
Maybe had to do with them as a couple.
We said they were like friends, coworkers, and they got all the info, but it was. Huh. Do you think I should be, if I was in that scenario, should I get after some girl and run her out of there or just move on?
I don't think so.
Maybe I'll try it.
I think that your crowd wouldn't really appreciate that, to be honest.
Well, it depends how you do it, right? I mean, he did a good job of, he did it in a way. He's a pro. No one was sitting there like, how mean.
All the moms and grandmas in the crowd are going to be like, she probably had something going on.
Poor girl. I never know.
I was at a pickleball tournament this weekend, and guys chatting me up, local guys, like,
hanging or playing?
Hanging. Mm. Watching, filming.
Just being on the scene.
Just one of the fellas. And this guy's like, dude, so someone told me you're a comedian. Dude, I'm like putting together a comedy show. You should be a part of it. Dude, I got this, like, it's a very like ally friendly show.
Oh,
I was like, what? Is this like a World War II thing? Well,
the French will be there.
better that than Axis, right, yeah, man? Right? And that was not what he was talking about. I pieced it together when he said he's got this awesome drag queen as the host, and then I would feature. And then
was this a white guy?
I would say Middle Eastern.
Okay,
really?
Playing pickleball.
That cool, Derek?
Playing pickleball.
Yeah.
That is so, it's like you hear that phrase and you're just like, whoa, this seems like quite a task for a comedy show. What a nightmare for a comedy show. It's an ally friendly comedy show. You're like, I don't have any material. I'm joking. Are you going to do it?
He's going to hate this. There was no like official offer. He's like, I'll hit you up. So
I do love the thought of Jake Triplett, you know, the sheltered Baptist from Missouri opening for the drag queen. That's a real yin and yang there.
Yeah, it's like he used to open for Trey Kennedy. What's he doing now? I only saw him do one show as this drag ally. Yeah. He did a lot of World War II jokes that did not land.
He bombed. Yeah, let's say that. Wow.
So, yeah, we're both performing. Maybe.
Pickleball. Merry Christmas and happy basic holiday time. I filed for that trademark.
Wow, basic, you got the whole time. Thing.
Yeah.
Basic holiday.
Basic Sellers wine. Yep. Eva loves it. We all love it. Yeah. It's the holidays. You gotta get the gifts. You gotta bring something to maybe you're meeting her parents for the first time. What do you bring? Maybe a nice 8-pack of Basic Sellers wine. That's cute. That's fun. Oh, book club. You didn't read it. It's okay. It's no judgment. Yeah, there is. Read a book, dumb idiot.
Yep.
Whoa, basic seller's wine. Gosh. Bring it to the book club to make up for it. To make up for it, there's many uses, and there no you can't go wrong. It's the time of giving gifts. So here's another idea for you. Basic seller's wine. Go to basicsellers.com. We have our beautiful Italian white. We have a red Pinot Noir. We got a hat available. We have a subscription service called the BBL Club because I have basic bottle love, and it's huge. BasicSellers.com. Love you guys, and cheers. It's time to buy stuff. What an easy gift for a parent. A children's book, and I got one. Did you know that? How You Got Your Name. It's an adorable, beautiful kid's book. People are raving about it. It was the number one bestseller on Amazon in the family, children's, religious, Christian, humorous baby books.
That's right.
One.
People are raving about the illustrations. The silliness.
Silliness. Almost too silly. So go now, wherever you get books, Amazon, wherever. Get it. It's a perfect gift this holiday season for the parent in your life or the soon-to-be parent or the grandparent, you name it. Thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Pickleball.
You were hanging. Did anyone play?
Yeah, one of the Friday guys, Scott, he was in like a big tournament. And so went up and watched him, supported him.
Did he get it done?
He got it done. Undefeated. It's good for the brand.
Wow.
It kind of was. I mean, we got like multiple texts afterwards like, hey, can I actually try that paddle Scott was using? I was like, this is great.
Is that the secret?
Yeah.
I like how any sport ever, people can convince themselves, maybe it's just the paddle. If I get a, yeah. I remember when I got really into ping pong, I'd be like, maybe I tried like five different paddles.
We just got to keep finding the right one.
I can't beat my buddy Ryan. Maybe I need one of the sandpaper paddles. I just need to drive it. Power
when did you get really into ping pong?
Senior year of high school.
Studied abroad in China.
Punk friend Ryan was really good at ping pong, and we just started playing one night, and he beat me like 12 times in a row. And I said, my life, it now revolves around beating you.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I made him play. Every time we'd hang out every weekend, we're in high school, we'd play over and over. He probably beat me 150 times in a row until I finally beat him. And then I threw the paddle down. I said, I'm done.
None of that is surprising at all.
Shout out to him. I broke paddles. I bought different ones. I tried everything. I tried a finesse game. Tried a power game. But I finally got him.
Good for
and
you.
Then you play a lot of ping pong growing up?
Yeah, a little bit. We had a table.
Because on the road somewhere, and you picked it up, and you were in another league than me. So
yeah. Alan said it was like the first time we've been beaten in years. I had no idea I was playing against, Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm.
No.
That was a great Airbnb. Remember that? South Carolina? North Carolina?
Yeah, on the lake. We took the kayak out. Kayak out.
Kayak out.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas season is here. Are you guys excited?
It's great. It's fun. Like we've talked about, last year we were in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Bummer.
During their summer.
Ah. I am.
But now we get to experience
it. Especially the sick weekend. All bets are off. You're getting through it. I just put on, what did we roll through? 5 Christmas movies?
Probably.
Wow. Tell me about them.
Dude, shout out Netflix. They're putting them out. And they license some of the Hallmark ones on there.
Okay.
You got options. I watched, tell you what I really, really liked. What was it called? The Christmas Story?
No.
What was it called? The
tell you what I liked. Home Alone.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this? Yeah. That little rascal got himself in some hijinks.
That Christmas is what it was called.
The animated one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The animated one, right?
Uh-huh.
That one, shoot, what was that about? What happened? Dude, it's a blur because we watched so many of them. What did they do in that one?
The animated one, it was about a little, it was like a English town on the sea, and it was about their Christmas and the, I'm trying to think, a bunch of random stuff happened in it. But a little boy, his mom has to work all the time. His dad didn't show up for Christmas, that kind of story. And then another group of kids, their parents got like stranded in a blizzard. And so the teenager does Christmas for the little kids. And when the parents get back, one of the little kids is missing and, stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to this one much. Not ringing any bells.
He liked
not
it,
ringing
though.
My jingle bells. but it was great. It was good. I'm thinking of a different one. But what would you give this one? And the one that is so random.
For kids, not like a young kid, but a kid Christmas movie, maybe 8 out of 10. It was pretty good.
Oh, okay. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
The one we watched. We watched Christmas Chronicles 2. The one with Kurt Russell, right? That's his real hair, that beard.
Really?
If you can picture it. It's unbelievable. It's great. It's kind of, it's like high budget. It looked really good. I think it was fun. I really liked it.
Have you seen Christmas Chronicles 1?
Yep. I think I watched that last Christmas.
Well, good job.
You're thinking of the one we watched right before that?
Right. It was really, really good. Why can't I think of it? This isn't going well. We watched the Hallmark one about Notting Hill.
Christmas in Notting Hill. What do you think of that one's about, Jake? Notting Hill. Do you know what Notting Hill is?
No, I don't. I don't even have like a clue of what it's about. Okay, it's a horse. Christmas horse.
Okay.
Notting Hill is like the name of like a famous stable in Europe, England.
Okay.
Christmas in Notting Hill. So yeah, it's like a uppity rich polo boy meets like one of like, what do they call them? Slop girls.
Oh, wow.
He meets one of the slop girls.
Oh, wow.
And they fall in love. It's kind of a Romeo and Juliet thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because a polo boy should never be with a slop girl, where I come from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those slop girls. Stable slops. No horses involved.
Dang
no.
It. Okay.
Notting Hill is in England.
Okay.
It's just like a little town. But.
Have you been?
I have.
Would you say
you've been to Notting Hill?
Uh-huh.
What?
I mean, look this up.
To do what?
I just visited when I was studying abroad in London. We went to Notting Hill for an afternoon.
Wow.
Notting Hill.
Okay, was he right? Was it about slop girls?
Julia Roberts.
No.
Yeah, was there anyone in the movie who could be described as like a slop girl?
No. But a like special ed teacher goes over there to spend Christmas with her sister, and she meets a famous soccer player, and you can guess what happens after that.
She steals his cleats.
Mm-hmm.
He loses his powers.
Oh, found it. Dude, I love this one. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
A Boy Called Christmas.
A Boy Called Christmas.
Yep. What do you think? Get any guesses?
Let's think. A Boy Called Christmas. Where's this take place? Give me like a setting and a location.
I'll give you a couple hints. It's in snowy mountains and it's magical.
Okay.
I think they literally said it's in Finland.
Oh.
Okay. I was gonna go Nepal, so that's helpful. Finland. Okay. So this is the inspiration for this is the prequel to Frozen. Prequel to Frozen, A Boy Called Christmas. This is the upbringing and the life of Olaf before he hit it big. Boy Called Christmas. Or that blonde-headed one. Sven? Is that his name? I haven't seen Frozen.
I haven't either.
Close.
All right.
It's about how Christmas started. And there's a boy named Christmas. And he went on a magical journey and Christmas began. And they're like,
it's the story of how Christmas started, and this is not taking place
in Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem,
no.
Very confusing. I was actually thinking about that when we were watching it. I'm like,
I'm already picturing my grandma's rolling around in her grave. You know,
I mean, it's obviously
it's all made up,
and it's whatever. But
a young boy, he lives. It's classic. He lives out in the woods with the mean lady.
Okay, I can see it.
And he's like, I gotta go find the magical elf land. She's like, it's not real. He's like, it is. And he finds it.
Good.
And the whole journey begins. And they're, you know, they're good things happen. Bad things happen. Random.
Sometimes random.
And then at the end, they're like, you know what? Maybe we should fly around. We found out this reindeer can fly, which is cool. Maybe I should ride him around. And maybe I should give presents to kids as a way to like, spread happiness. And dude, we should almost make this like a thing and do it all the time. And his name was Nick. And it's like, let's call it Christmas and you're Saint Nick. It's kind of like, and the young boy actor is a redhead.
I was gonna say ginger.
And I guess we always see Santa, he's got white hair. So who knows what he was originally, but that kind of messed me up thinking of, I don't want to think or believe that Santa was a redhead. Do you think Santa was a redhead?
That's Santa. That's a boy named Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He has very elfish features.
So I guess in this movie, his name's Nick Christmas. Be not careful. Bad.
Yeah.
And then.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. We're just going to roll with that.
I don't think Christmas was his last name.
And
Nick.
He has a mouse friend.
What?
Which isn't I don't know if I've never heard that in my Santa stories, but
I see. I liked it though. Have a mouse friend.
Yeah, I liked it though. Kristen Wiig played his mean old lady.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of fun. She's good great. For her. So there you go.
And that was the one you liked the most.
That's what I liked the most, I'll be honest.
Okay.
And it may be because I was just coming out of watching seven straight Hallmark or cartoons. I was like,
seeing Kristen Wiig.
This is an actual movie. Yeah. So I was like, whoa. It's kind of like when you've just been on a, you're like dating girl after girl, and you're like, oh, and then you come across
like a trans.
Yeah, I mean, what whatever. Yeah, say? Whatever. Yeah, I was just going to say maybe you come across this girl that on a good day maybe isn't the best, but now you're just so used to maybe lesser than, and you're like, wow. And then maybe she's that. He's that.
I don't know. I didn't so watch.
We got a lot more to watch, though. If you look up Christmas. Oh, we watched Bad Moms Christmas.
We didn't finish that one.
Man, you guys love Christmas movies.
You know what? I
leave the living room.
I do everything too much. It's like I'm at the point in the football season where sometimes on Sundays I'm like, you know, if I'm being honest, I'm embarrassed at this. I kind of don't want to watch another football game. But then I'm like, but then it goes away, so I better watch it.
Seasonal.
It's kind of like Christmas with me. I was in my office, like, I didn't put on some music, Christmas music. I'm like, should I? I'm like, well.
It's December. I have to.
It's almost over already.
I didn't watch any Christmas movies, but I watched something similar. It was called Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey? You guys seen this?
Sure. Like, he kind of looks like Santa.
I'm a millennial, so I didn't know much about this JonBenet Ramsey thing. But I think if you were like our parents' age, it was like the OJ trial or, you know, one of those things that was just like on the news a ton. Mm-hmm. But do you guys know much about the JonBenet case?
I don't actually.
No.
Very little.
Okay. Well, it's a good documentary. It's just like a six-year-old pageant girl killed, found in like her basement. And we like still don't know. Like we have DNA. We don't know who killed her.
Her name's JonBenet.
Yes. Lady JonBenet. All one word. JonBenet.
Was she famous or rich or something?
Why was she a lady? A little rich. I think it was just like, it was the 90s for one. So I was like, yeah, white girl dead.
Yeah, cute white girl.
That's big news. Yeah, pageant girl. And I think just the conspiracy behind it all is like,
yeah.
Did her like lovable, perfect looking parents kill her? Did her 9-year-old brother kill her? Because there's no motive for anyone else to. There was a really weird ransom note. And they only it was like kind of humorous in length. It was so long. It was like, hey, mister, give us the money or we take the girl. Also, I don't like the company you work for. I respect your business, but I don't like, you know, and just like went on and on. So it's like,
also, it's okay if you just have dessert for dinner. Like, this is getting suspicious.
Yeah, I think he just needs a friend.
Yeah.
He seems lonely. Yeah, they brought on multiple like FBI agents, cops, like, worked in this industry my whole life. Never seen a ransom letter this long before. It really doesn't make any sense. They requested
Even read it all.
Yeah, I just skimmed it.
It's retention.
I just Googled JonBenet Ramsey. Conspiracy theorists believe that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yes.
Oh, was that in the documentary?
They didn't cover that. What? That's well, that one thing we do know is that she's dead. That's the only thing we do know is that JonBenet is... I guess I got to rethink everything. There's my chapstick company from last week.
Oh, yeah. Nevaeh. I like the sparkly gold.
The ransom note asked for $118,000. That was it. It's like kind of specific.
Yeah. What would a certain someone want to buy for that amount of money?
Yeah. You should be looking up what you can get for that. Like, there's this boat right now at Bass Pro for that exact price. I think this guy likes to fish.
Yeah.
This is so... Check the lake. What a weird...
You got more conspiracies?
That's who else just... has she become? Kesha?
That was the only one. I don't know why it's specifically her.
Well,
connect the dots.
Decent documentary, though. If you guys are like tired of Christmas movies and want some like true crime or something.
Let's fill that in tonight.
It's not bad.
You want to watch it?
Because I want to know, it would be fun for us to talk theories. Because you kind of like...
You have to for work.
Okay.
You have to watch this heinous documentary.
Okay. Yeah, is it like... Did Rachel watch it?
That's a good question. Yes, but fell asleep.
Okay.
She loved it.
It's soothing to her.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Okay, Christmas movies. What's the Christmas dishes? What's the Christmas feast? Is there one? Walk me through it. I grew up where we would have a Christmas breakfast. My mom would make like an egg casserole thing where it was just you'd lay a bunch of pieces of bread in a baking dish and then pour eggs on it.
Mm-hmm. French toast, like, but casserole style?
I don't really know. It was just kind of this like moist mush that was just a bunch of bacon on it. It's good.
Yeah. I think Christmas growing up, even to now, like you wake up and my dad is like just making like sugar and carbs for breakfast.
Sure.
Just pancakes, cereal, orange juice, you know, whatever. Good breakfast. Open the gifts. And then like maybe grandma, grandpa come over, you know, for like a decent lunch. Small family though. So I wouldn't say it's a feast.
Crock pot meal.
Yeah, it's just like a nice like big old ham or something maybe.
When I was helping cook the Thanksgiving feast, I was, you know, I like to cook. So I'm in there doing this, that, and we're cooking stuff early. And they're like, well, how are we going to warm this up? And my mom and my parents were like, how about the crock pot? Mm. And I roasted carrots. Like, should we dump them in a crock pot to warm them up? And then like also mashed potatoes. Like, should we get out another crock pot? I was like, how bad do you guys want a crock pot involved in this? You get to in the middle of the country. There's people that are just like, what do you want for dinner? Well, you got a crock pot. You want ice cream? Maybe we do an ice cream soup. I got a crock pot.
Yeah. My ice cream's been in the freezer too long.
Thing in.
Well, we could use a crock pot. Thaw it out a little bit. Yeah, people love the crock pot. I don't have the, like, I don't know. I'm, like we've talked about before, like, I'm hungry now. I don't have the thought to, like, hey, 8 hours from now, I might be hungry. Let's get the crock pot
going.
It's
the ultimate, like, what sounds good for dinner? And you just have to really guess. That's it. It's like, what do you want to eat 10 hours from now? We got to do our best guess.
I know.
It's tough to throw in a pot roast at 7:30 in the morning. Your senses aren't ready for that. But for I would like to start a Christmas feast. We never really feasted for Christmas, which is a shame. Thanksgiving, no question.
Yeah.
But why do white people not do the Christmas
feast?
You did?
We've always done a big Christmas dinner.
What would you do?
It was pretty similar to Thanksgiving. It was kind of that style of just...
Stuffing? Dressing?
We would sometimes have dressing.
Sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Not every year.
I don't really
remember.
Just
random.
Why do you keep saying that?
That was your description of the movie.
Just about Christmas and random things.
Oh. Well, I think maybe we did have stuffing every time. It was very similar to Thanksgiving. I don't know the large differences. Maybe my mom would do like a ham instead of a turkey or something like that. But it was, and she would get all of her like silver and china and...
Ooh, silver and China.
China. Mm-hmm.
And gold.
China.
You're about to spend 2 months down there, so I'm sure at some point you'll have a big feast and maybe get the dressing involved. So.
Trey wants to make a beef Wellington.
I think I'm saying that's my tradition. I'm going to make a beef Wellington.
I've heard you either talk about that or order that before. And I remember thinking, yes.
I don't think I've ever ordered it anywhere. It's a strange...
Whoa.
I've just seen it across social media.
Well, you made it last year.
And it's a very Christmas thing.
I've never seen anything look like that.
I made it in Australia.
That's
probably
amazing. Why we probably were talking about it before.
Australia. Who doesn't want to eat that?
Yeah, it looks like...
Is bread around the outside? What is...
It looks like a diagram of like what bone marrow is.
Yeah, that's... Ew. Right, right. Type B.
Or the Earth's crust, or I don't know. That's a diagram.
Well, you just got a big filet, you know, filet mignon.
Yep.
Just the big one. So it's kind of going to be good no matter what.
What's on the outside? Is that caramel?
And then you take the filet, you brush it with mustard.
Okay.
Dijon.
Okay.
And then the next layer you're seeing there is mushroom. Bunch of... small diced minced mushroom that you cook down, and it's mushroom, and then it's wrapped in prosciutto ham.
Wow.
And then it's wrapped in like a crepe.
Like a pastry.
Oh, sweet.
Right. Excuse me. No, you know what?
She has to dumb it down for me. I appreciated that.
No, she's wrong. And I'd like to, if I could have a moment. Because this is my thing.
You made crepes and put it around it?
That's not what I said at all. You know what? I'm going to chalk it up to sleep deprivation. And I love you. Could I start over?
You cannot start over, but you can start where you finished.
Okay, I'll start where I left off. That's a good compromise. Please show the photo again. And then I'm going to have to start over, unfortunately.
No.
Mustard. No. Mushroom. Prosciutto ham.
I'm going to have to start.
Crepe. Puff pastry.
I'm reading here that the prosciutto is to retain the moisture and prevent it from making the pastry soggy. So don't forget that stuff.
Forget that. And the crepe is... I think that's kind of optional, but most people do that. I didn't do that when I made it. I didn't do the crepe.
Here's a question I see on Google.
This is a whole other.
I'd like to ask you the question, see if you know the answer. What is the secret to a good beef Wellington?
The most important thing you got to get right, and this is tricky because you can't... Well, it's not hard these days because we have the tech to do it, but the trickiest part always has been... put it in the crock pot. Make sure you cook it to a beautiful medium rare.
Maybe that's what this is trying to say. It says browning the beef gives it complexity and meaty depth.
Meaty depth? Ew. Oh, you got depth to that meat?
Their words, not mine.
That is true. Anytime you make meat ever, any kind of stew or anything, you always brown the meat first. All for the flavor, but also for the look. You ever had?
Yeah.
You ever like had maybe a soup or something? You ladle in the chicken and it's like white.
Yeah,
like,
it looks
it's disgusting. You gotta get some undercooked color on it. Yeah.
You seen that clip of like if Cheez-Its didn't have like artificial coloring, they're just like white, gross. It'll ruin Cheez-Its for you.
Yeah, maybe we should try artificial coloring in the Wellington.
Yeah, you could some brown dye.
Maybe,
but really, I don't know.
Green
I mean,
for Christmas.
Oh, that'd be
red
fun.
Red and green?
Grinch?
Yes, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Do I need to get the lattice? You see how it had the beautiful like thing over the edge? I didn't do that last year.
That's kind of a must.
You have to buy this tool. You kind of have to do that. And then you place little decorations in each hole.
Right.
Holy
cow. It's like a fancy chain link fence on your food. I made it. It was good. I mean, it's just kind of 90% of what you're tasting is just a delicious cut of steak.
Yeah.
And there's like stuff on it.
Well, that's great.
I told my mom that you wanted to make that while we were there.
What was the reaction?
She said, you know what? I was actually thinking about making that too.
Oh,
Christmas.
Oh, we've got a rivalry.
It's a Christmas miracle. Oh, I was thinking collaboration. Yeah, you're right. Actually, we have to each make our own.
I'd like
to go head to head.
She's going to make instead, because they made this before. One time she made a salmon Wellington.
That does not sound as good.
You so talk she's about completely gonna make that.
Ruining it. You talk and about you will make like, the wow, beef my mother-in-law is amazing. We're on the same page. We're gonna do it, and then she's gonna bust out a salmon Wellington. You know why? Because of you.
Yeah.
You broke a part of my mother, by the way. I would admit. she hosts us and puts on a dinner, and she's like, Katie, I got shrimp. I could do shrimp. I don't know. I've never made shrimp. Is that what I? Because she's only the poor woman's only cooked beef and chicken her whole life. What fish? Salmon? I don't know. Oh, how stressful does it make you feel when you come over and that it's tough to watch?
Well, I don't want people to worry about what I'm eating.
Says and your mom's slaving away over salmon Wellington. Inventing a new dish.
I was never there when she made the salmon Wellington. It was for them. She made it for herself and she's going to make it again. So it was never for me.
Salmon Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
I get that feeling. Because I'm always the one having to be like, oh, yeah, we were going to do hamburgers and hot dogs, but Jake's coming. Jake. So we'll do something. So I always feel bad. But I think I would feel more bad if mine was a choice and not an allergy.
Mm. Yep. Just eat the Wellington.
Well, I just will eat the other stuff. I don't need people to make extra food for me. You know?
That is true. I'm sure.
I'm always suggesting peanut butter jelly. Like if you just have that, I'll be fine.
You guys both feel that, right? And there's nothing you guys could say to any nice, normal person to be like, quite literally, if I a PB&J would be great.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I'm going to go to the store and get stuff. And
I'm going to make you a white chicken chili. Like you do not have to do that.
Right. I'm dying to use the crock pot. Let me get the crock pot out. There's nothing Katie could say to convince anyone that's like, or even I on your behalf. It's like, she'll just eat the other stuff. It's fine. And the people are like, wow, Trey, that's ridiculous. She's your own wife. I'm like, I know. She told me this. I know it.
I promise she's fine.
That's what I eat at home, too.
Fine. So there we go. You guys do a Christmas service, church? What are we talking? Eve? Day of?
I think we will Christmas Eve. We'll be up in Iowa, go to the little small town, little church, Christmas Eve.
Because how small was small? Because Rachel's from an even smaller town than you.
Yeah.
What church? Were you rocking a decent sized church growing up?
No, I wasn't. First Baptist is Stratford. 50 pretty small. People. Yeah. I mean, well, maybe more than that, but small.
100 people.
Yeah.
What about hers?
Six in the youth group. Hers is, Rachel's whole town.
19 people.
Or I should say, Rachel's whole county doesn't have a stoplight in it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just farm. Oh, yeah, you guys have been up there. Anyway, her church, there's probably like 23 in the audience.
And five are her family?
Yeah. Yeah. More, actually. Yeah. Honestly, more. Yeah. You count like her grandma, so like her cousins.
And you say hi to like the other seven people and then you go to lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's great.
Can you go?
They have amazing names too. Like it just names that sound made up.
What are small town Iowa names? Because I'm more from the South. I wonder, they're not double names, are they?
No, they're like German names.
Yep. Oh, yep. So like Klaus.
Herlif.
Herlif. Oh.
Yes. Herlif recently passed away, actually.
Oh. It's a man.
Yeah.
Horse.
Okay, R.I.P. Herlif.
What?
Was Herlif vaccinated?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Did you say Horst?
Yeah, Derek? Horst with a T. That's Horst? Very German.
Borscht? Borscht?
Schmorgershorst?
Borscht is good.
Kate and I made borscht one time.
Oh, that's a food?
It's mm-hmm. a soup.
It's good.
Borscht Wellington.
Herlif. Okay. I gotta hear one more. What is there a good female name?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Rachel would love this conversation right now. I'll get back to you.
A lot of Iowans German?
Yes.
Yeah. Similar soil. So a lot of Germans, when they came to America, they went to Iowa because they know how to farm like corn and soybean.
They fertilize it different, right?
They do. They prefer it to kind of a lighter, you know, blue-eyed, blonde hair type fertilizer, I think.
I was going to say, are a lot of Iowans blue-eyed, blonde hair?
I don't know. There's a lot of Dutch up there too. And I think those are.
Pella has a big tulip festival.
Yep.
And windows. Pella windows.
I didn't know that. Okay.
I think Iowa's main thing is just like corn fed. That's kind of the common denominator.
Burly men and women.
Burly, yeah. Yes.
Oh. I would describe Rachel as burly.
She, yes.
Beautiful burly bride. I think was in his vows.
It was in my vows. Well, it was kind specific. I said, I love your burly ankles. I figured I
was beautiful. Yeah,
I didn't want
to. I'm sure Rachel doesn't listen to this, but I'm sorry, Rachel.
She does. the whole town listens. That's nice. We're gonna. We determine church yet? Church yes. with kids is.
We're gonna also try a 3 p.m. service, so it's like right after their nap.
That's another thing. You talk about, oh, just go to church. Like there's a 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Like, what are the pros? What are the cons? 3 p.m., they'd just be getting up for the nap. Would they be a little cranky? Or would they be thriving? Then we get home. Is it 2? Or do we want to go 5? And we kind of wear them down. They're tired, so they're chill. But then when we get home, it's like 7. We got to rush into bedtime. That's our new. And then you start talking like that.
So we're going to go to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I guess all of my siblings and there's two other kids and parents. Be quite the crowd.
Love it.
What's waking Thomas up from a nap like?
He's not.
He's a slow to wake kind of guy.
Yeah, it takes him a good 20 minutes. You know, sits
he's
there
not,
like this.
Which I'm really glad. I would rather that than like the kids who just like pop up and are like ready to go.
Okay.
Because I'm not like that. So yeah. I'd rather have a, in the morning, it's kind of nice. He kind of wants to wake up and like lay there for a minute. It's kind of nice.
I didn't know. I don't know.
So, yeah, have we gone to Christmas Eve service there?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Can't wait. You guys are going Texas for 2 or 3 weeks / Madison, Wisconsin. And then do you go to Oklahoma? Do you see your family at all?
Nope.
No. We do every other holiday.
That's the deal. they tried. We're going to alternate. Then my mom's like, well, you got to slide us in still. Like, that's not the deal.
Back here for New Year's party.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you guys coming?
And then Hawaii. Yeah. I think we'll be here. Great. I don't see why not.
Great.
Get burning.
Every month that goes on, I'm less and less in charge of like our schedule. It's like starting to happen, you know, where I'm like more and more hesitant to like say we're free for things.
Fair.
Do you guys have a Google Calendar you share?
We do not. We don't even have the same bank account.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Oh,
really? We got a few things to do first.
Oh, you don't need to. Do we have the same?
Bank account?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes, we do. I certainly don't have one.
Having two bank accounts?
Well, I guess we did. You had one and we got rid of yours. And so,
yeah,
we do. Yeah, I guess
if we don't, then I guess I'm poor.
Yours is mine. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it because the first, you know, bit of marriage, Rachel's in school, she's not working. And then I keep, because our accounts are separate, I keep forgetting she's earning money. I keep thinking like, yeah, she's gone during the day. I don't know what she's up to, but I see her at like 4:45 most days. Yeah. Yeah.
That is kind of a cool feeling when you realize like, oh, you're bringing in stuff.
I mean, seriously, once a month, I remember it again. I get so excited.
When Katie was working, she'd be like, look what's in like my retirement account. I was like, oh my gosh.
I have nothing in mine.
I didn't have to do anything for that at all. That's cool. Good job, Katie.
Thanks.
You did. You made a lot of money for our family. Mm-hmm. Retirement account. And in 30 years, you're going to get that out. It's going to be all yours.
Dude, it is going to be all mine.
All yours.
Wow. And
what are you going to do with it?
All of yours is going to be all yours because I don't think I'm going to live on mine.
Well, you can file for Social Security because we're not legally married, actually.
Oh, really? Trust me, I did the paperwork for that.
Okay. What? Any final thoughts? What is it? It's been an hour?
Yeah, right.
Or so? What do you want for Christmas?
Are we doing Christmas presents, me and you?
Wow.
Let's decide right now.
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this.
Shoot. What did we do last year?
We, the past few years, have given each other gifts, like not anything extravagant, but.
Do you like gifts?
I do.
But but you're not like
I'll answer that for Katie. Yeah, I think she would like something.
Like, you'd be annoyed, right? You're like, this is so random.
Yeah, he's trying to like secretly be like, you don't like gifts.
Right? You know, right?
He's gaslighting you. Yeah. Wouldn't it be annoying? I mean, the cardboard and the plastic, and I mean, not to mention,
right.
you'd rather pick it out yourself.
You're very green. You'd be like, was this even worth the waste?
Well, you don't have to wrap it, I guess.
Oh, but no, that's, I would love to be let off the hook for that. In
the
grand scheme
of things, the gifts, we're not a gifts couple, are we?
We're not like overly the top, but I do think it's the thought that counts. It's okay. I like receiving something that you thought like, oh, I think she would like this. It's nice.
Right.
I like to know that you thought about me.
So we're doing gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and you.
Mm-hmm. When? How?
Well, there's something, it's called Christmas Day.
We'll do it with everyone. I'm saying like, your whole family's there. We have to hold on. We have to have a moment and we're unwrapping, we're hugging, we're kissing in front of the whole family.
Yes.
That's what it has to be?
I think so. Oh my gosh, babe. A Friday pickleball paddle. Big smooth.
What? Come right now, right here. Two paddles. Desert haze. Lavender haze.
Is that what you're going to give me right there?
Trey is looking around the room.
Yeah.
All right, I got a beanie and a.
Yeah.
I mean, how tempted are you to just give everyone Friday paddles? As the gift, not just like a bonus, but everyone unwraps, like, here you go. Is that a cool move or is everyone annoyed by that?
I did it last year because it was a cool move then. It was a new company. Like, now they kind of have their gifts. Mm. So now what I'm doing is like I did you guys. I'm like giving it to my friends, like, here, you go, give it away as gifts.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah.
I do. I should.
We will.
Her dad's a pickleball.
Absolutely play when obsessed. We're there because he, yeah, and he had shoulder surgery.
Right, I gotta pack this
thing.
And
he's finally cleared now, so he's back at it.
Oh, I'll give you guys some more to give your dad.
My Friday paddle. I'm gonna abuse my father-in-law.
This is your new ping pong.
Oh, fresh out of surgery. I'm just gonna be just playing angles, man.
Go for that, whatever arm it is, and say extend it.
I'll lob it over him.
I can't.
Like John McCain back there. Ah. 7-0's a skunk. Yeah, I know. To your family, I just, they unwrapped, it was just basic wine and my children's book. That's what I give people. Do you think they'd be a little bit like, all right.
I think this is the Christmas you can do it.
I was going to say.
Okay, but the next Christmas you can't.
Yeah.
Or a note that says like 20% off.
Oh no, that's definitely.
With this code. But, you know, Trey loves you, gives you 25% off.
That way your business partners know like you're still bringing in like affiliate money to their business. They know it's you.
Yeah, I think that would not be good.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What should I get, Katie?
I always like getting Rachel stuff that keeps her warm because Rachel's always cold. So like our first year together, I got her electric blanket. Last year, I got her this like massive, like cozy, like snuggy, but it's actually like
nice. It's yeah. actually cool.
Yeah, but it's like so sick.
But it's a good Snuggie. I'll give you probably just the thing that tracks your phone.
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. Would you like an Apple Watch?
I don't know. Do you know me well enough to know if I would like it?
She wouldn't like it.
I have a gift idea. I have a good one.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Tell me. Katie, don't listen. Katie,
don't give
listen.
Me
tell
a tile.
Me. Don't listen. Tell me. She's not listening.
Okay,
she's
I'm not whispering. Listening.
She doesn't have that. It's like a biometric fitness ring. Katie's looking. Katie's looking. Oh,
she's looking as you go.
Not really sure what that gift was.
All right, good. Yep, smart.
Good.
Yeah, do you know what you're getting Rachel this year?
Yeah, I've got her a handful of stuff already. This year's warm gift is a space heater. Bathroom gets a little cold, you know?
Okay.
A little space heater in there.
There you go.
And then some other just like cute clothes mainly.
Nice.
Cute.
You know what I might get her? I don't think she listens to this, so hopefully, Rachel, turn off this part. I want to get like a painting for our living room, but that really feels like something she should pick out and not me.
Roll the dice.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be like picking out a rug. Like, this is not my job. I am not the rug picker.
I feel like she is going to want to have a say in that.
I know. But what if I nailed it?
What if you nailed it? Then it'd be really cool. Man, you know, I don't know who your wife is, but that would ruin our marriage. If I spent time and effort and money, I'm like, look, and there's no matter what, she'd be like, and I'd be furious and it wouldn't.
Not no matter what.
Because you guys have like colors to your living room. Rachel's big on like the colors. Like every living room should have like a certain amount of colors to it. She's always asking me if I'm okay with it. I'm like, yeah, I don't.
Just, what's our palette?
Just
what's
based size? Off of this conversation, I don't think you should buy it.
But what if I nail it? I'm observant. I've been paying attention.
No, I feel confident I'm going to buy the painting, but she's big on like the colors matching and like I don't get that. I'm like, who cares about the colors?
That's all you need to say. You should not purchase the painting.
I know, but what if? What if I nail it?
She's big on these colors and the way they interact, and it's, I don't.
What if just the first painting I ever bought was for us and it just was perfect? That could happen.
It could happen.
I believe in you. Do it. Go for it.
I might. Where do you buy paintings from? You just commission them? That's the only way you get them.
Have you ever looked into this?
No.
They're expensive.
That's what sucks so much about getting art on your walls is because you're like, what? Why does it matter? Kind of. But then you're like, well, I get the cheap ones. They do look really cheap. And good art is like,
maybe I'll just do it.
I had a phase where I was like, Katie, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
I found out on TikTok, he would just dip a branch in like black paint and just slap it across a blank canvas. And it would look kind of cool. It's like, that looks like the materials would cost me like a couple $100.
Didn't you
just slap a branch on the wall?
Frame that really good picture you took on your iPhone? It was in your old basement.
True.
Yeah.
That was great.
I mean, you do learn, though, like, to do that.
You took photos.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't I just pick one out right now? Katie, keep talking.
You actually have photography skills and a camera. Yeah. You should just go out and just snap some BS photos of stuff.
BS photos? Not even, like, a memory.
Just, like, a cool artsy branch. I mean, it would work. Black and white, print. Put it in a nice frame.
All right, new idea. I do take, like, a picture I've taken of, like, not even us, but just, like, New Zealand or Australia, something when we were there. And like Florida. Make the colors like match. You know how you can do that.
We're onto something.
What do you mean?
Think of the colors of your living room. What are the colors of your living room?
So it's like a very like muted pink. There's some like beige. After that, you have to talk to Rachel about the other ones.
Maybe black and white then.
Black and white.
No, this is her. Everything's black and white to her. She's tough.
It's got to have some color, but not too much color.
Seriously, scroll through your old photos and you're like, oh, that's a cool nature photo that has some like beige and pink. You ever been to like China? The pink blossoms in China? Have you been there?
Japanese cherry blossoms?
Oh, shoot, you have to fly there.
I'll do it. All right, stay tuned.
All right, we're going to keep going on Patreon. Trachea.com/Patreon. Thank you guys for a great year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
We know what that is.
Hanukkah for all our Jewish listeners. Anyone else I'm missing? Chinese New Year.
Yeah. I think that's all.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great, great week. Great rest of the year. Peace. Correct opinion.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.